Hachette Audio presents The Universe Speaks in Numbers, How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets. Written by Graham Farmelow. Read by Hugh Kermode.
The harmony of the world is made manifest in form and number, and the heart and soul of all the poetry of natural philosophy are embodied in the concept of mathematical beauty. D'Arcy Thompson, On Growth and Form, 1917. Prologue. Listening to the Universe. I hold it to be true that pure thought can grasp reality as the ancients dreamed. Albert Einstein, On the Method of Theoretical Physics, 1933. Einstein is completely cuckoo. That was how the cocky young Robert Oppenheimer described the world's most famous scientist in early 1935, after visiting him in Princeton. Einstein had been trying for a decade to develop an ambitious new theory in ways that demonstrated, in the view of Oppenheimer and others, that the sage of Princeton had lost the plot. Einstein was virtually ignoring advances made in understanding matter on the smallest scale using quantum theory. He was seeking an ambitious new theory, not in response to puzzling experimental discoveries, but as an intellectual exercise, using only his imagination, underpinned by mathematics. Although this approach was unpopular among his peers, he was pioneering a method similar to what some of his most distinguished successors are now using successfully at the frontiers of research. Oppenheimer and many other physicists at that time can hardly be blamed for believing.